From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Claire Strempel with a quick look at your local and statewide news. The Kenai River King Salmon Run will open to anglers today, but anglers won't be allowed to keep kings. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says recent estimates aren't looking great for the run, and anglers will be restricted to catch and release only. KDLL's Sabine Pooks has more.
Colton Lipka is the sport fish area manager for Fish and Game. He says as of Sunday, only 72 large king salmon had passed through the sonar in Soldotna. That's 200 fewer than the same time last year.
Right now, we're looking at a very slow start. This is one of the lowest starts that we've had, similar to 2020 as far as counts and timing.
2020 was one of the department's lower years on record. And Lipka says most of the indicators this time around are suggesting a weak run as well. That said, it is still early for the fishery, and there's time for the run to pick up.
I mean, the fish will show up. It's just a matter of how many. We could just be looking at a late year, so these numbers could increase in short order. But if they don't, then our next step would actually be closure of the fishery.
The catch and release limitation isn't an unusual step for the department to take. Lipka says last year, the department opened under general regulations, allowing anglers to take one king a day, before then switching to catch and release restrictions in June. Midway through the 2020 early king run, the department closed the fishery altogether.
This year, we're being a little more proactive as far as recognizing this run is off to a pretty slow start.
Also watching closely are the Kenai River fishing guides who rely on anglers for business. Ray DeBartolabin is president of the Kenai River Professional Guide Association and guides sport fishermen from his Soldotna business, Long Live the Kings. He says he's grateful the department's been taking steps to protect the kings amid a downward trend for the species.
It's been ongoing for statewide, actually, for many years now, and so we're kind of prepared to have Plan B and Plan C.
He says most Kenai River guides have diversified their businesses to account for the change in kings. He says halibut fishing, for example, is saving his business. He also takes anglers out on the Kasiloff River, where they can catch and retain hatchery-produced kings this year. And he says many other guides have taken similar steps. Others, he says, have given up on the fishery altogether.
The guiding numbers are definitely way down compared to what they were. Some people that just didn't want to diversify just quit doing it.
DeBartolabin says he'll be okay this year. He's been in the business for 3 decades. But he says newer guides might feel the effects of limitations and closures much more. The late Kenai King Run, which is more popular than the early run, starts in July. That's also slated to open up under catch and release restrictions. Anglers under catch and release can use one single hook, unbaited artificial lure to catch kings. Any kings they do catch, they must release immediately. In Kenai, I'm Sabine Pooks.
Private George Fox was the only Unangak soldier killed fighting in World War II, and anywhere since. But for nearly 80 years, he rested in an unmarked grave in Unalaska, until Monday. Fox was finally honored for his sacrifice in a special Memorial Day celebration. KUCB's Maggie Nelson reports the ceremony was nearly a decade in the making and included an honorary gravestone, speeches from Fox's old acquaintances, and a 21-gun salute. Just a note, this story includes the sound of gunshots.
When was he born?
1920.
Where was he raised?
Unalaska Island.
Who did he serve?
United States Army.
It's an extra special Memorial Day in Unalaska. Even the weather is fair. And this year, the community is honoring a decorated fallen veteran, Army Private George Fox. Fox is the only known Unangak soldier killed in action in World War II and any war since.
NCO Beach!
His last words?
Wish all love!
Who was he fighting?
Nazi monsters!
How was he killed?
Nazi bomb!
Killed in action?
Private George Fox!
Killed in action?
An Army color guard leads a procession of several dozen people along Front Beach in Unalaska. They chant together, holding small American flags and images of Fox. They're heading to the island's cemetery for a long-awaited burial ceremony for him. Fox was born in 1920 on Unga Island, the largest of the Shumagin Islands. Census data shows that he and his mother moved to Unalaska less than a decade later, and he joined the military when he was about 21 years old. Fox was killed fighting in Ardea, Italy in 1944. About 5 years later, his body was returned to Unalaska, and he was buried in an unmarked grave next to his mother. And for nearly 80 years, Fox remained there, without recognition for his sacrifice. Until Monday.
This time, please join me in a 21-gun salute, followed by taps.
Following the solemn salute, Fox's gravestone was unveiled. Officials from a number of organizations gave speeches. Had it not been for the low, heavy Aleutian fog, Senators Dan Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski, as well as members of Fox's family, would have also come to speak in his honor. Mike Livingston works for the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association and has been researching and battling for years to get Fox the recognition he deserves. He says even though some of the special guests didn't make it, the ceremony was a great success.
It really is a decade in the making. You know, a lot of people have been working on this to try to find out the information we needed to honor Private George Fox. And a lot of people have been working to get the gravestone ordered. We're just grateful for all the support.
Livingston stood in the Unalaska High School gym after the stone was unveiled, glowing with joy as he chatted with locals and military officials. As far as his emotions, he says, he had a lot of them.
A great deal of pride and happiness for the honoring of Private George Fox. Certainly, it's sometimes hard to hold back the tears, you know, but just absolute joy that Gertrude Savarni could be up there with us to unveil Private George's Fox's grave. It looks really sharp.
And then to have Unangach elder Gertrude Savarni was Fox's neighbor growing up. She says he was a friend to her older brother. After he died in the war, Savarni would walk to his grave every year and place a small American flag on the overgrown plot. This year, thanks to Livingston's planning and outreach, her small flag was just one of several dozen that were brought by supporters from across the state who made the trek up the hill to his grave. Savarni says to fully understand what this recognition means, people need to know the region's history.
When I was 12 years old, my village survived the bombing of Unalaska Island by the Japanese, and shortly thereafter, we were forced to leave home.
The U.S. government forcibly removed over 800 Unangach people from their homes in the Aleutian and Pribilof region following the World War II bombing.
We were dropped off in abandoned canneries, gold mines, and logging camps in southeast Alaska, stripped of our civil liberties, and it changed our lives forever. But even as this was happening to us, our sons and daughters, our brothers, sisters were signing up to fight for the United States in the war.
She says that patriotic spirit is in part why she and others survived those camps.
This ceremony today symbolizes a recognition of the many Unangan people who served in their country. Well, if I could wish anything, I would wish that we would all teach our children to care deeply about the welfare of their friends and neighbors. We are nothing without the community around us.
Fox's marker is engraved with his own words, "Wish all love." They come from a letter he wrote to his father the year he died. Here's Livingston reading that letter.
I would sure like to be fishing. This makes three seasons that I have missed fishing. We have transferred into infantry and seen some action. I'm getting along fine. Don't worry about me. Write often, and I wish you all the love. We'll write more later. Your son, George.
The gravestone also includes Fox's name, his date of birth, his honors, including a Purple Heart, and his recognition as an Unangach warrior. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.
Christ is risen.
Indeed.
Jesus was Christ.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy's office has entered a contract with a former Dunleavy aide. It's for up to $50,000, in part to advise the administration on what legal fights to pursue against the federal government. The contract with Strategic Synergies LLC was signed in April and released by Dunleavy's office last week. Brett Huber is listed on the contract as the firm's sole owner. Contract period is for April 25th through October 24th. Dunleavy spokesperson says Huber left work in state government last month. He'd been working with the administration as an advisor for statehood defense. Sunny today, high of 77 degrees. You're listening to KTOO.